Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Fermi Inc., ticker FRMI, a company that's been making waves in the energy and data center space, but not always for the right reasons. If you're curious about whether this stock is a hidden gem or a risky bet, stick around because we're breaking it all down. Make sure to hit that like button and subscribe if you haven't already. Let's get into it. So, what's the big picture with Fermi Inc.? This is a relatively new player in the market, focused on developing energy infrastructure to support the booming demand for AI data centers. Their flagship project, called Project Matador, is an ambitious campus in Amarillo, Texas, aiming to deliver massive power capacity for tech giants. But as we'll see, there are some serious hurdles they're facing. Let's start by getting to know the company a bit better. Fermi Inc. was founded in early 2025 by Rick Perry, Toby Neugebauer, and Griffin Perry, and it's headquartered in Amarillo, Texas. Their mission? To build energy and data center campuses that cater to the explosive growth of artificial intelligence infrastructure. We're talking about a company that's trying to position itself at the intersection of energy and tech, a space with huge potential. Their project Matador is the centerpiece, with plans for a private grid delivering up to 17 gigawatts of power, blending clean natural gas, nuclear, solar, and battery sources. That's a bold vision, but execution is everything, and Fermi's got some challenges we'll unpack. Now let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. Fermi is still in the early stages of its development journey, so revenue streams aren't fully fleshed out yet. They're not generating significant income from operations at this point, as their focus is on building out infrastructure for future tenants. The latest reports show no major revenue segmentation by product or geography because, frankly, they're not at that stage. Instead, their financial story is more about capital investments and securing future contracts. So for now, think of Fermi as a speculative play. Revenue potential is tied to whether they can lock in cornerstone tenants for Project Matador. Moving on to earnings, let's take a look at their recent performance. For the full year 2025, Fermi reported no operating income or net income in the traditional sense, as they're still pre-revenue in many ways. Their financials reflect heavy investment in assets, with total assets sitting at around $430 million. But here's the kicker. They're carrying a negative retained earnings figure of about $133 million, signaling losses as they burn cash to build out their vision. No earnings per share to celebrate yet either. The story here isn't about profitability, it's about whether they can turn their ambitious plans into reality before the cash runs dry. Digging deeper into their financial statements, Fermi's balance sheet gives us some clues about their position. As of the end of 2025, they've got about $408 million in cash and cash equivalents, which is a decent runway for a development stage company. Total current assets match that figure, but their total liabilities are at $317 million, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.41, manageable for now, but something to watch if they take on more borrowing. Stockholders' equity stands at a healthy $1.1 billion, largely due to capital raises. On the cash flow side, there's no significant operating or free cash flow yet, which is expected for a company in build mode. The question is how long they can sustain this before needing more funding. Let's talk valuation. With a current stock price of $5.36 and a market cap of roughly $3.3 billion, Fermi's valuation is speculative at best. Their price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now since they're not profitable, and the enterprise value is around $3.7 billion when you factor in debt. Compared to the broader utilities sector, or even other energy infrastructure players, Fermi trades at a premium based on potential, not performance. Their beta of 2.8 also tells us this stock is highly volatile, way more than the market average. So if you're looking at valuation, you're betting on future growth, not current fundamentals. All right, let's break down Fermi's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Our SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Fermi has a prime location for Project Matador in Texas, with a 99-year lease and access to a massive power grid. Their vision to support AI infrastructure taps into a mega trend that's not going away. On the weaknesses side, though, they've got no signed tenants yet, which is a huge red flag for a project of this scale. Their financials show losses, and they're burning cash. Opportunities? If they secure a cornerstone tenant, this stock could skyrocket. AI data center demand is through the roof. But threats are real. Multiple class action lawsuits alleging securities fraud, plus a lack of infrastructure progress, could tank investor confidence. Not to mention competition from established players who already have tenants and revenue. Now, let's check out Fermi's recent stock performance. If you pull up the chart, it's been a rough ride. Over the past week, the stock is down 0.55%, but zoom out to 6 months, and it's cratered by nearly 72%. Since their IPO, shares have lost about 75% of their value. That's a brutal decline, driven by news of no tenant agreements and legal headaches. Compared to the utility sector, which is up over 13% in the past year, Fermi is massively underperforming. Short term, there's no clear catalyst for a rebound unless they announce a major deal. Long term, it's all about execution on Project Matador. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis. Given Fermi's pre-revenue status, a traditional discounted cash flow model is tricky. They're not generating cash yet, and future projections are speculative. Instead, we can look at their asset base and market potential. With total assets of $430 million against a market cap of $3.3 billionaires, the stock is clearly trading on hype and future expectations rather than tangible value today. So what's the takeaway? My analysis suggests Fermi's intrinsic value is likely far below its current market price if you strip away the speculative premium. Without concrete tenant contracts or revenue, it's hard to justify the valuation. For conservative investors, this might be a wait-and-see stock until they deliver on their promises. All right, folks, that's the full breakdown on Fermi Inc. To sum it up, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. The potential is massive if they can execute on Project Matador and secure tenants for their AI data center campus. But right now, with no customers, ongoing lawsuits, and a stock price that's been hammered, it's a speculative bet at best. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you think Fermi can turn it around, or is this a pass for you? Drop a comment below, and if you found this analysis helpful, give it a thumbs up and subscribe for more deep dives like this. See you in the next one.